Yes, sir. Correct, sir. Absolutely, sir. Your bed's already made, sir.
Are you guys turning this place into a bed and breakfast?
My pops is coming into town.
Oh, nice.
Is he still the most terrifying dad on the face of the planet?
Mm-hmm. Guys, he's not that scary.
He pulled a sword on me at your wedding.
Okay, first of all, he was in full military dress. Second of all, you drove my grandma's rascal into a pool.
Okay, your grandma and I were going shot for shot, and I was just...
You know that guy Jeremy that I thought was so amazing? Mm-hmm. He just pexted me.
Mm-hmm. Pex?
Penis text.
Oh.
Whoa. Wow. That is so small.
Alex and I are in such a boy slump.
Whoa, back up. I am not in a slump. I'm not even trying to date anyone.
Girl slumps do not exist.
You want to know a foolproof way for a girl to break a slump? Step one, decide to have sex. Step two, have some sex.
Oh, women be shopping. Women be shopping.
They do.
It's not about intercourse. It's about meeting someone who's cool and nice. And if intercourse happens to take place, no complaints.
Maybe you're in a slump because you keep using the word intercourse.
Want to know what Jane calls intercourse?
No.
Oh, boy.
Doing the straight up.
Really?
You want me to pex them back?
If you're gonna do that, give it to Brad.
Max, just calling to make sure you remember the toilet paper, the bread, and we're almost out of ketchup.
I got none of that crap.
But guess what I didn't get?
Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, yes, he did.
Dude, aren't we a little old for toys?
On the box, it says ages 8 and up. That's us.
I work all day. I buy all the groceries. I do all the cooking.
And I appreciate that. You're like my mom, but hotter.
Come on, man. I was really counting on that toilet paper.
Well, then why don't you clean your Charlie Sheen with this?
My turn.
Could just pick him up off the TV.
Yeah, I don't want Gunther in my house.
So, what do you want to do with your dad tonight?
He's got to go to bed early. He's going to the hospital for some tests tomorrow morning.
What kind of tests?
MRI, CAT scan, EKG, routine stuff.
Routine? Yeah, sure. No, my morning routine is a cup of coffee, a mammogram, and a camera up my vagina. Are you sure everything is okay?
Totally. If it wasn't, I'm sure you would have talked to me about it.
Really? Because I kind of feel like you guys don't talk that much.
7:30. No. Scottie Pippen.
I mean more than just what time is the Bulls game, are you going, and if you had to sleep with one Bull, who would it be?
Okay, first of all, that's not what he asked me. But if he did, the answer is BJ Armstrong. You don't get that name for nothing.
Clean it up.
What? His arms are strong.
I'm just saying, he might be scared about these tests. I think you should really talk to him about it.
Fine. If it'll make you feel better, I'll talk to him. If there's an opening.
Great. And stop cleaning. The place looks great. Why are you getting all Jane on me?
Why do you keep putting your name in every sentence?
Because that's how I Jane.
No. Okay, my dad is always on time, so he should be here in approximately 3, 2, 1.
Sorry I'm late.
Hi, Francis.
Bags.
Okay, we are breaking the slump. I feel good about tonight.
Excuse me, ladies. These ribs are from the gentleman across the bar.
And I feel less good.
Who sends over ribs?
We're turning this into a drinking game, okay? We'll talk to as many guys as we can. First sign of creepiness, we take a shot.
I love it.
Yeah. How about we retire to my apartment, where we can enjoy what the French call Sauvignon Blanc?
It's not sexist if it's racist.
Then we can do what the French call the three-way sex.
You know, I'm always thinking about what's next for me in the afterlife.
Boom, boom, bing, bam.
Sarah Palin, if she were black. You guys don't know what you're... Forget it.
I'm getting a no from this side. A maybe?
Wow. There are zero cool guys. Slump continues.
Oh, I'm kind of rethinking the rib guy.
Do you need a wet nap?
It's the way you eat them.
I can't watch this.
I'm just going to take it down like a champ.
So, Brad, here we all are. Great time to ask people how people are feeling about things that are... happening.
Dad, I wanted to ask you how you felt about that new 91 Bulls documentary.
I very much enjoyed it.
It's nice to go back to the days when basketball meant more than getting neck tattoos and shooting your pistol off in the club.
Or passing around a Kardashian.
What's that?
There's these girls.
So, Francis.
Yeah, sex tape.
Doctors are looking under the old hood tomorrow. How you feeling about that?
Well, you know, you always worry a little bit.
It's only natural.
I'll be all right. Totally. Well, I'm gonna turn in. Got a busy day tomorrow. Jane.
Good night.
Bradley.
What the hell was that?
What?
Didn't you see me making the opening gesture?
Oh, that's what that was? I thought you were separating two boxing mice.
That's what you thought this was. Oh, yeah, no, I see it.
Yeah, little white one.
Yeah, the brown guy over here, little yeah. Boxing glasses.
What's that one's name?
Mice Tyson.
Mice Tyson!
How cute, I love them. Anyway, he gave you an opening. I mean, it was a clear shot. Why didn't you take it?
My dad and I are fine.
Have you and your father ever even said I love you to each other?
We don't have to say it, because we show it by not saying it. Like how the mountains never say it to the sea, and yet the sea knows.
All right, do you ever think about these things before you say them, or just...
Yeah, I do. I think, wow, that's brilliant. I should say that out loud. And then I say it out loud, and it's spectacular. It exceeds my expectations.
Right.
I'm drunk. Oh, tonight was a bust. Let's go. I DVR'd that new weight loss show for clairvoyance, large mediums.
Oh, pump the brakes. This is two gorgeous guys incoming. Hello, kind sirs.
Ciao, ragazze. Siete bellissime, ma scusi, non parliamo inglese.
Of course, they only speak gibberish.
We finally meet two super cute guys and they only speak Italian. È incredibile quanto siamo sfortunati.
Momento, parli italiano.
Mi piacerebbe tantissimo perché ti trovo veramente carino, ma non parlo italiano.
Oh my god, I speak a lot of Italian. Still gibberish.
You guys don't say I love you to your dads, right?
All the time.
When I need money, so all the time.
Because Jane says I need to open up to my dad about feelings and stuff.
If we're gonna have this emo conversation, I'm gonna need you to put on the hat.
Fine.
There you go.
Oh, buddy, look. If it's really a concern for you, just tell him that you love him. I mean, life is uncertain. One minute you're talking about your dad going into the hospital for some tests and stuff, and the next minute, this happens.
Oh! Come on, guys! Not my sex nose!
Tests came back fine. You're lucky to have such a healthy father.
That's great news. Thank you.
Now, Jane, I've been thinking about what you said, and I feel like this is the perfect opening for me to tell him I love him.
You gotta do it.
I love you, Dad.
Why are you saying that to me? You never said that to me before. Why are you doing this with your chest, man?
Are they gonna cut me open?
Am I gonna die? Am I gonna die? I can't die. I got stuff I gotta do. Am I gonna die?
It's clear. So I said I love you to my dad, and it almost killed him. Never doing that again.
He just had a panic attack. He's fine. It's good that you guys said I love you to each other.
Yeah. Funny story, though. He never actually said it back to me. But, you know, that's okay. He's my dad. He's a really reserved guy.
Good morning, party people! I feel amazing. I feel like I'm alive for the first time. And I got something to say. Brad.
Yeah?
I love this tracksuit.
Man, it is so comfortable. So much dangle room. Look at that. Hey, look, can I buy this from you?
Dad, you can have it.
You'd do that for me?
Of course.
Brad, I love this tracksuit so much. It just feels so good. You know what I want to do?
Some racketeering?
I want to live.
Okay.
Come on. Let's go get jiggy with stuff. Now I'm going to go upstairs and throw away all my non-track style suits because this is my new look. We going to go get crunk.
Oh,
I'm getting okay. Crunk.
Those are weird moves.
See, he's opening up.
Yeah, to tracksuits and 90s slang.
Oh, I am so hungover.
Me too. And I'm like weirdly full.
You ate a half slab of ribs last night, then chased it with a full slab.
You busted out fluent Italian.
I did, didn't I?
Io gli ho detto, vuoi che anch'io mi butti nella jacuzzi insieme alle prostitute? Ma chi sono? Silvio Berlusconi?
I mean, you did spend that semester in Florence. I mean, maybe some of that Italian actually sunk in.
Ah, those sweet Chianti-soaked nights, strolling the banks of the Arno, meeting amazing people from all over the Big Ten.
All right, stop bragging.
But if I could speak it last night, why don't I understand any of this?
Ciao, benissima. Si prega di incontrarci.
It's like a mystery. Chinese, but it's actually Italian.
Yeah.
I mean, what's different from last night?
I don't know. But I gotta figure it out, because I really like this guy.
I feel like you say that a lot.
I mean, what's changed? I'm still the same old me. I'm just not hammered.
Yep. That's it. Can we get a round of mimosas, please?
Oh, come on. Okay, that sounds cool.
Hey, Mambo. Mambo Italiano. Hey, hey, Mambo. Mambo Italiano. Go, go, go. Mixed up a Siciliano.
Okay. Ciao is hello. Panissima is Lil Penny. That's all I got.
Drink.
Yes.
Service.
I love her.
Oh,
so sweet. So cute.
So pretty. You ain't gonna go nowhere. Mambo. Mambo Italiano. Hey, Mambo. Mambo Italiano. You get happy in the pizza when you mambo. Italiano.
Ciao, benissimo.
Hello, Penny. Please meet us at the same time and place tonight. Bring your friend. Oh my god, when I get drunk, I speak Italian. Oh my god, when I get drunk, I eat ribs.
So, did you have fun last night?
Yeah, sorta.
Hey, now let's talk to some women. You know, trying to have sex with them.
Okay, not my thing, but okay.
Dad, please stop. Ever since your mom left, man, I'm super horny. I mean, it make it hard to drive.
Oh, God. You know, it was fine when he never said he loved anything, but last night he was dropping L-bombs all over the place. Not one of them hit me.
Brad, I really love your friend.
My new dad.
Stings a bit.
I know, honey, but I bet if you say it to him again, he'll say it right back. You just need to create the right moment. You know what? You should take the day off work and you should take him on a dad date.
Okay. But I'm not calling it that. Dad date sounds like a terrible Michael Keaton movie.
Or an amazing Ted Danson movie.
A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while a walk away, and he was talking for a new one. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you.
Yeah,
you know I'm gonna be like you.
Hey, come here, come back here.
And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. We're gonna have a good time there.
That was the best day ever.
I loved everything about it.
Anything or anyone in particular that you loved today?
Nope. Tip to tail, I loved the day.
Here you go, gentlemen.
Oh, no, look at this. He brought us the lobster mash and the cream spinach. This guy, come here. Bring it in. Bring it in.
Really? What? You hugging waiters now? Brad. Look, Dad, I love the new Fran, but it kind of bothers me that the new Fran loves everything and everyone except me. Like, it was super tough for me to say I love you. You didn't even say it back.
In my defense, I thought I was having a heart attack. Besides, you know how I feel about you. I mean, what says I love you more than setting off firecrackers?
Saying I love you?
Okay, fine. Let's try it again.
Fine. Dad? I love you. Dad? Daddy? Dad, it's okay. I'm emotional, too. Wow, I don't think I've ever seen you cry before. This is a huge breakthrough. I know you like the steak. That's why I brought you here.
Oh my God, sir.
It's good steak. Oh.
Thank God. You saved my life. No, no, no. Don't move those big, strong arms. Bring it in. Bring it in.
Hey, get your own damn daddy.
Penny's out with the Italians again.
They didn't want you to go with them?
I don't think they like me.
Nell'acqua!
Can I bash it?
Hey, I'm a Mario. I'm gonna win.
Whatever. Why would I want to be there anyway if I can't understand anything?
You said the same thing when you tried to drop out of eighth grade.
Guys, can we focus on what's important?
which is that I've run out of cool things to shoot.
16, 17, 18, 19. No, no, teen!
Mm-hmm. 20.
Thanks. I can't get myself up. Dave, look, I can't do it. Go down!
Okay, aren't you guys a little old to be playing with toys? Honestly? Oh, you gotta be kidding me. There's a total chotch across the street sniffing a hot girl's shoe.
That's Avi from the vitamin store. Notice the candles and the mini kimono.
Yep, he thinks of everything.
Gentlemen, we have our next target.
Hi.
Ciao, benissimo. Buongiorno. Stamattina mi sono svegliato da un sogno. Per poi trovarmi a un sogno più dolce. Bene. Sei una luce in un mondo triste e desolato di tragedia. E mio padre mi picchiava tutte le sere con la mia cintura. Fino a che un giorno si è rotta. Il giorno dopo lui è tornato a casa con una cintura nuova. Una cintura che aveva vinto in una gara amatoriale di pugilato. Non c'era niente amatoriale nella botte che ho preso quella sera. Bene, perché ridi della mia tristezza? Scusi, eh?
We've been shooting at mini kimono guy for an hour and a half and we still haven't hit him.
Sidebar, I can't believe he's been having sex for an hour and a half.
The window's closing. He's closing his window. We're missing our shot.
Well, I guess that's it.
There's only one thing left to do.
Clean the house?
Watch large mediums?
No. Another thing.
God, I love that guy.
He's gonna get caught.
No way. My boy Max is super stealthy.
Pull down the window. Pull it down.
Now it's go time.
Yes. All right, Dave, this is it. Take the shot.
Un po' presto per bere, no? Mio padre, la cui cattiveria ti piace tanto, beve ogni pasto.
Aspetta un attimo.
Sì, non hai sentito? Mi picchiava senza pietà fino a che un giorno lui stesso è stato toccato da un nemico che non potevo sconfiggere. C'ero sia fegato.
Oh, mio Dio.
Bene, non buttare via la tua vita con il bere.
Ma lo faccio per te, per noi.
E adesso mi prendi in giro con le parole che usava mio padre mentre mi picchiava? Bene. Addio.
Mi piaci, sei l'unica ragazza normale che ho conosciuto.
This was an incredible trip. Saw Millennium Park, did a little shopping, almost died twice.
Yep.
You know, this experience made me realize that I need to live a little.
Sure do.
Maybe not quite this much.
Absolutely.
It also made me realize I need to say I love you to my son.
Aww.
Yes. Shucks.
I'm gonna leave you too.
That should hold it for a while.
Good.
Yeah.
You know, I really do love you. Just saying it isn't my thing.
That's cool.
My thing is gonna be tracksuits and light to moderate strip clubbing.
Less cool.
Bring it in. Bring it in.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
This is bad. Okay.
Oh no, it's Mrs. Klein!
Oh my God, did Mrs. Klein get hurt?
Oh no, no one was hurt in the fire. She fell and shattered her pelvis 6 days ago.
In fact, if it wasn't for the fire, the poor thing would have starved to death.
Wow. Gotta be a lesson here.
Yeah, you were right. We're too old to be playing with toys.
No, man. We're kind of heroes here.
My mini kimono! It's ruined! It's ruined!
Check that. We're superheroes.
Try vibe.
Hey, how's it going, Max? Hey, all right. You guys are doing good work. Doing the Lord's work. Anybody want to get a drink after? Rosalita's. Hey, that hose looks heavy.
Ooh, the doctor is in. I just brewed up a batch of some pomegranate kombucha.
Oh, don't mind if I do.
You know, I'm so glad that we met at the vitamin store. Mm. Tell me, what's your favorite supplement?
Mm. Well, if I had to pick just one,
oh, yeah.
I'd say vitamin D.
Mm. Good choice.
But if I had to pick another one on the list, I'd definitely say vitamin sex.
Ooh, I take that one daily.
Ooh, yes.
Let's crank up some Enya.
Hurry back. See you in hell, Abby.